This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba discussed the ongoing Russian-Ukraine conflict and its wider ramifications in a meeting in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he spoke on global and regional issues of mutual interest. He reiterated India's commitment to strengthen the overall relationship, including bilateral cooperation. In his opening statement during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said the Ukraine Foreign Minister's visit gives the opportunity to understand the situation in Ukraine. He said in recent months they have had interactions at various levels and some bilateral mechanisms have also met, which have created a momentum in bilateral relations. The Ukrainian Foreign Minister arrived in India yesterday on a two-day visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed the importance of providing proper training before granting access to artificial intelligence and AI technologies. He said if such a good thing is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, in a democratic country like India, anybody can use deep fake. He also called for establishing clear guidelines and distinguishing authentic content from deep fake creations. Mr. Bill Gates also lauded India's technological advancements, highlighting the nation's pivotal role in AI innovation. Prime Minister Modi underscored the pivotal role of digital inclusion in fostering gender equality and economic empowerment across India. He said the government is harnessing the power of digital technology for modernizing the health, education and agriculture sectors. The Prime Minister said women are more open to adopting new technology in India. That's why the government started the Namo Drone Didi scheme. On renewable energy, Mr. Modi said India is making rapid advancements in the sector. He said the nation wants to make advancements in green hydrogen. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Bharat Ratna Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. Former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur and eminent scientist M.S. Swaminathan will be given the Bharat Ratna posthumously. Former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani will also be given the top civilian award of the country. The Income Tax Department has served a fresh recovery notice of 1,823 crore rupees to the Congress Party. According to official sources, the tax liabilities pertain to past several years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the IT department is being used as a weapon to harass the principal opposition party. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge said the Income Tax Department has already withdrawn 135 crore rupees from the Congress Party's accounts, which is a fund collected by it through crowdsourcing. On the other hand, the BJP has said that by levelling allegations against the Income Tax Department, the Congress leaders are reflecting their frustration. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Saeed Zafar Islam said the Congress Party failed to follow the correct procedures for filing taxes or making appeals. A three-member team will conduct a magisterial investigation into the death of gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari. Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda has appointed Additional Chief Judicial Magistrate of Banda, MPMLA Court, Garima Singh, as the investigating officer in the case. The investigating team has been asked to submit its report within 1 month. The administration has imposed prohibitory order across Uttar Pradesh to maintain law and order. UP Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said that additional police personnel as well as Central Reserve Police Force teams have been also deployed in Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi districts. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast a fresh spell of intense rainfall and thunderstorm over northeast India from tomorrow. In badminton, the Indian mixed doubles pair of N. Sikki Reddy and B. Sumeet Reddy entered the semi-finals of the Madrid-Spain Masters Tournament, defeating Indonesian pair 21-14, 11-21 and 17-21. And that is the end of this news bulletin.